Get ready. The DE Talk podcast starts now. Insightful conversations and dialogue helping you put the human factor back in HR. When it comes to winter holidays, Christmas takes immediate focus for many. However, this isn't the only holiday celebrated during the season. As many workforces diversify, a more inclusive approach is to recognize that employees come from a variety of faiths and traditions that mark special days at many different times. As diversity continues to flourish in your workplace, it's essential to celebrate religious and cultural holidays respectfully, showing your employees you value differences and welcome them to bring their whole selves to work, holiday celebrations and all. I'm Candy Chambers with Direct Employers Association, and I am really excited today to welcome a fellow DE staffer, Mikey Mahar, the Manager of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Strategies, to the conversation. Today's conversation is one that has been on the minds and hearts of many around the holiday season: how to celebrate the holiday season inclusively. This is a topic that has come up in our own workplace as we have several employees of different backgrounds, both from cultural and religious standpoints. And if we are having these conversations as a mid-sized organization, others are likely doing the same. So let's kick this off. Mikey, like I said, it's great having you join us today.
Thank you, Candy. It's good being here as well. I typically do this externally, so it's always fun to be in your own organization and having those internal conversations as well.
I agree. And you know what? This is right up your alley, and we'll talk a little bit about what we're doing, but this, you know, is kind of an experience for you as we get our own ERG kicked off, which I know you're spearheading. So, gosh, you know, as you know already, the workplace is becoming more diverse. And with that, you have so many beautiful cultures, traditions, festivities, and celebrations that come along with it. I mean, only a few decades ago, a Christian identity was so common among Americans that it could almost be taken for granted. You know, and as recently as the early 1990s, so, you know, what, 30 years ago, about 90% of U.S. adults identified as Christians. But today, about 2/3 of adults are Christians. So that's quite a big change. You know, that's a lot to unpack in that statistic alone, which, you know, supports the need for inclusive holiday celebrations right off the bat. And Mikey, did you know that there are over 20 diverse holidays celebrated between October and February? Over 20.
I recently just read that stat and that information, and you know, I'm humbled to say I was not aware of that many.
I didn't either. I mean, obviously we all know Christmas, but Kwanzaa has taken a bigger role, I think, in the workforce. You know, fortunately, I worked with Mary Cofer. I'm going to throw her name out there, and I learned about Kwanzaa over 20 years ago from Mary. But gosh, Diwali and Hanukkah, of course, everyone's known about Hanukkah for years. But, you know, gosh, Mardi Gras is included in there. And I mean, who doesn't love Mardi Gras, right?
Well, I was going to say, I think, you know, in kind of kicking this off and learning that statistic with, you know, that many holidays and cultural celebrations from October, you know, just through January even, brings a good point that us, I think, as individuals do a lot, you know, to kind of only worry about yourselves and your own culture and the holiday that you celebrate around the family, because it's all centered around relationships and building those relationships. And I think that's where the workplace can come in and bringing so much more awareness to what's going on and with these different holidays. And like I said, I'm humbled enough to say I had no idea. And you know, if this is something that we can go and share and, you know, bring that awareness into our own organization and our members too, then, you know, definitely need to be having more of these conversations. And, you know, I think it's a good way to discuss how we can be inclusive with different inclusive communications and how we're centering our brands during this time and the holidays and, you know, just building upon those relationships and flourishing the new ones within our organization.
You know, you bring up a really good point. This kind of reminds me, gosh, my older daughter is 39, and when she was in middle school, that was when there was a lot of discussion about, we went through the time where it wasn't appropriate to say Merry Christmas, and everyone wanted to say Happy Holidays, and then it kind of went back, and everyone's at Merry Christmas again, and that sort of thing. But it was really interesting because she had a choir concert, and they had sent out a note and said there would be no Christian songs being sung during the concert, and they would sing, you know, various other fun songs. You couldn't, you know, wouldn't be the 12 Days of Christmas. They didn't even do Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but they sang Jewish songs, and, you know, in support of Hanukkah and other religions, which I am perfectly happy with. And I think that's a learning opportunity for children and for adults as well. But I think hopefully what has happened, and I think this podcast will be an example of what we try to do here at DE, and that's to, as you said, be inclusive and bring all the religions in, or all of the, you know, protected classes, or whatever the subject matter might be. But I think, you know, people are accepting of other religions and other cultures, but don't cross out some that are important to other employees. Does that make sense to you? You know, it's like, I would much have preferred to say, we're going to teach about all of the religions in this choir concert. We're going to have songs celebrating Kwanzaa. We're going to have songs celebrating Hanukkah. We're going to have songs celebrating, you know, whatever, instead of crossing one off and then bringing the other ones to the forefront. And I think that's, you're going to obviously have people that are distraught by that, and I think the best way to do it is to bring all of the religions, or whatever this situation is you're celebrating, but all of the religions together and help everyone learn. Do you agree?
Yes, exactly. And it goes back to culture in the office, and it's that large, you know, umbrella term that talks about someone's social behavior, what they believe, what they view as art, laws, customs, you know, even their own capabilities. And then, you know, what kind of lifestyle are people in your office leading? And, you know, what are the different opinions? And, you know, this matters, because when you talk about a sense of identity and belonging in an organization, you know, I think as an employee or an individual, identity is how you view yourself. And that sense of belonging is how others view and accept or don't accept you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you are already deeply rooted in a religion, you know, that's important to you and surrounds a holiday, and it has a holiday attached to it, but your coworkers don't, you know, view you that way or see you as having that same kind of passion, you know, that can have a big impact on somebody in an organization, because it's how they identify, but there's been no opportunity for them to bring that to the forefront.
You're exactly right. It's when I was mentioning Kwanzaa that Mary taught me about, gosh, 20 years ago, I had the good fortune to learn. But a lot of people don't have that opportunity to work with people who celebrate differently than they do. And so they don't have that opportunity to learn about other religions. But I think the key piece to think about is, like, Mary, for instance, celebrated Kwanzaa and Christmas. And I have several Jewish friends who celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. I used to tease them about, yep, well, gosh, that's a lot of days to get presents. That's not a bad, that's a bad way to joke about it. But you know, I mean, that's something that they celebrate. Maybe they've married, you know, someone who's of a different religion, and they celebrate both. And good for them. And why can't we do that in the workplace? You know, why can't we learn and appreciate, that's probably a better word, appreciate what other people bring to the table. You know, I think that would really go a long way, and people would feel more comfortable sharing what they can then about their religion. You think?
Well, exactly. And you're taking a focus on someone. So, you know, in just you saying, you know, maybe employees are celebrating different holidays. That, you know, during Ramadan, I mean, Muslims fast every day from dawn to dusk. So if, as an employer, be mindful of, you know, who is celebrating that. So maybe, mm-hmm, your company is doing something physical during that time, you know, some volunteer work that requires a lot of physical activity. You know, you want to be aware of what's going on. You might have people fasting during these days, and that's probably not the best time to have a company-wide initiative like that.
That's you know, a
where,
good point.
Where you have,
yeah,
you know, you have just those different things going on. So it's more than, I think, you know, just the identity of it. But, you know, does an employee have to, do you value them enough to know that, okay, you know, we have employees that celebrate this. We're not going to schedule it during that time because they may not feel comfortable sharing that they're fasting right now. And then they want to be a part of this event, but so many different things to consider when it's not just about how many celebrations are going on at the time, but who we're aware of that is doing the celebration, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, no, and you're exactly right. And you know what would, I mean, you're kind of giving me some ideas for how to, you know, celebrate holidays inclusively. I mean, you know, there's so many celebrations, and like I said, you know, we only talked about, you know, over 20, but I'm sure there's, you know, a lot more. But I want, as I said in the intro, I want people to bring their whole selves to work. I want people to feel comfortable saying who they are, and I want us to be smart enough to not make, you know, disrespectful decisions on, you know, making a person get involved in something that is really a difficult time for them to get involved, or it's not something they want to do at that time. But I don't want them to ever be afraid, and I'm sure our members don't want people to be afraid to have them be honest and say, this isn't a really good time. And so building that inclusive celebratory time or approach to all that you do in the workplace, I think is what will allow employees to be themselves and say, hey, could we maybe push this a month or two down the road, you know, or something like that, especially if it's a, you know, a volunteer activity, for instance. But, you know, I think that's the most important thing, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And it's, you know, just kind of going back to that, we're made up of so many things that make us important as individuals and employees and significant and special. But so when a company celebrates that and sees you, it makes you want to work harder, and it brings that sense of loyalty back. And and it's so important for companies, I think, to understand that impact surrounding cultures that are being celebrated and having it amplified at work. And not even just celebrate at work, but maybe talked about through the year. You know, is your company, do we have something that's digital and visible about what we're celebrating throughout the year? And when we build relationships, you know, we don't just check a box once a year and say, all right,
exactly,
we celebrated each other. You know, we're collaborating all year long and talking all day long. And
exactly.
So it's more than that. And it just needs to kind of be viewed as a relationship building tool, essentially, to learn about one another.
Well, and that's what I think every employer wants to see is employees that are happy, that are loyal to the organization, and who don't want to leave. Fortunately, knock on wood, we don't really have much turnover at all here at Direct Employers, and so that makes me very happy. And we're obviously doing a lot of things right, but we're always ripe for improvement. I have some ideas on, you know, hopefully we could give some advice on how to maybe be a little bit better in your own workplace and celebrate holidays inclusively. But, you know, this kind of goes without saying, but, you know, collect employee feedback. I'm all about collecting employee feedback. The most important thing is that once you do that, though, you have to act on the information you've gained. You know, you can prioritize your efforts, you can, you know, set a foundation for future successes, and you need to always gather insights, you know, into your employees' needs and requests. And, you know, maybe consider asking questions like, what holidays would you like to see recognized in the office, and what cultural celebrations are important to you? You know, what else should we know about the holidays that are important to you? You know, I'm certainly not an expert because, you know, I don't know much about other religions, but I'm all ears. You know, I'm anxious to learn, and if there's something that we haven't even mentioned, you know, gosh, I want people to feel comfortable saying, hey, why can't we celebrate this, you know?
Exactly, and there's, you know, so much that companies can leverage within their own organizations and doing everything you just said, and, you know, one of that would be you know, it's something to always go back to, but is working with your company's ERG groups. You know, and it's something, you know, I say simple, but also something as broad as large companies have various subsets of their ERGs. So maybe, you know, one of your ERGs is solely dedicated to all these different holidays and cultural celebrations that, you know, if you have somebody who just celebrated Diwali, you know, they're a member of your inclusive holiday ERG. And, you know, there's a time and a day you can set something up or do a lunch and learn through that. And, and as you know, it, allies are also invited to that, you know, so really it's open to anybody, but, you know, I think that's a great way for a company to be able to utilize that and also grab insight on what holidays are being talked about and celebrated so that, you know, at the higher level, you know, during your holiday party time or whenever that may be, you at least have a good knowledge base and you, you know, you can mention and bring up these holidays and, you know, it just makes everybody feel so much more included and going back to that sense of belonging. So I think that would be a huge way to utilize in terms of being able to make sure you're not letting anybody feel left out with inclusive holidays.
Well, you know, Mikey, I mean, you're just kicking off our ERG this year, and I know you're working with several of our team members, but, you know, you are working with Deanna, our HR director, and she normally puts out a holiday calendar. So I'm going to ask that you include all of the global holidays or various awareness days to our calendar. Okay. So that would be, I think, nice. She always puts that out at the very beginning of January. So why don't you work with her to add all of that? I think that would be great. And that's a nice start to the intro of our ERG. So I know you're working on that right now.
Yes, definitely.
I think something that we just did as a thank you to our ERG when you first kicked things off, and that's to consider offering floating holidays that, you know, will allow your employees to celebrate the cultural or religious days that are important to them. I mean, you know, we did a recent survey of DE members, thank you to the ERG, and found that 64.29% of our members are already offering floating holidays, and all of which that, you know, can be offered or used at the employee discretion, which is great to see from an inclusive point of view. And that survey for our listeners is available in DE Connect. But as a result, I just announced yesterday, we now are going to not actually include a floating holiday, but we are adding Juneteenth to our calendar for next year. And Mikey, you were there. I'm sure you heard the loud applause for that. So that was kind of fun, and I felt really good about that decision. So people seemed excited about that.
No, I just think, you know, it's no organization is perfect, and there's always going to be work to be done. But I think when you something's tangible and is visible and you can see impact happening, because you can't always see it, and it takes a while as you are growing and you start to implement new things, you know, sometimes for many employees, it can sound like, yeah, you know, they're just saying all these things, but nothing's happening.
Right.
But, and when you're saying, you know, there was a big applause or whatever, but I think it's just a good step forward in any organization, like I said, for it to be visible. And it's like, okay, here it comes. You know, different things we're requesting are being at least heard and listened to and, you know, thought about. So, yeah, I just think that's when a company can do that, it says everything. I think about the leadership and, you know, the people you have working there, because they're not just going to settle. If someone feels that the culture or something isn't inclusive or could be better or whatever, and they're willing to speak up, you know, for me, that's the kind of employee I want in my organization.
Well, exactly. Because you want people to, as I always say, bring your whole selves to work. But that means being able to use your voice and in an appropriate manner and share their beliefs. You know, I think you hit the nail on the head a little bit ago when you said have a lunch and learn. And I was going to suggest, you know, having educational opportunities, you know, to help educate other employees about various employee preferences. You know, get your employees involved, have them do lunch and learns. You know, we used to do style shows for all of our various groups when I was at American Electric Power, and we showed the normal attire that various cultures, you know, had grown up with, you know. And boy, what a learning opportunity. And it's fascinating, you know, because you sit there and you think, wow, how long does it take you to get dressed, you know? But some of them have gorgeous outfits, and then the men have beautiful attire as well. And I mean, so of course we had a very large engineering organization from, you know, with people from all over the world, but what a really cool opportunity. And like I said, it was a learning opportunity. It was a lot of fun. So, but you know, something that you and I have talked about is making our ERG a safe space and letting people feel comfortable having difficult conversations or uncomfortable conversations. You know, well, I wanted to do this, but I didn't feel comfortable, or, you know, or I thought somebody would say something, you know. I don't want that. I want people to be able to say that and have them reassured that people will, you know, accept them for who they are, you know. And that's really what I want to see our ERG turn out to be, is a safe space.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, like you were saying, not to be afraid to ask those questions, or not ask it because you're almost ignoring it, you know.
Yeah.
Makes it seem like you don't care, when maybe you're just really shy, or you don't want to offend somebody, you know, and maybe asking the wrong question. But, you know, I think, like you said, there's a way to do it, a way to handle it. But I think feeling ignored can feel worse, in my opinion, than maybe having that uncomfortable conversation where you're like, oh, wow, okay, I took that wrong, but I understand why you asked this. And now you've worked it out, and you've learned something.
Yep, where you can have that open conversation. That's critically important in my mind. So let's give our listeners a little bit of advice on how they can make these activities inclusive. And I'll kick us off. I think making attendance voluntary. You know, you're going to have some people who love the idea of getting together. We just ran into this at our Christmas party yesterday. Had a wonderful time. Some people love that, but others don't really feel comfortable. So, you know, you make it clear that attendance is optional, yet everyone is welcome. And you heard me say yesterday, I invite everybody to attend, you know, and I invite everybody to come into the office. I don't say that you have to come into the office, because I said, gosh, I can't say that you weren't productive, because you were over the last couple of years during the pandemic. So, I'm going to say make attendance voluntary. And that's probably one of the first pieces of advice that I will offer. You have some?
And like I said, that could be a whole other, you know, episode in getting into, you know, the productivity and where people are feeling comfortable enough to be themselves, whether that's in the office or away from the office.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
You know, you feel better about yourself. You're going to get more, out of your employee that way. I don't want to go off on a tangent there, but to go back to that, you know, maybe after the holiday season, you know, companies send out a poll or a survey and say, what did you feel wasn't included? What would you like to see included next year? You know, different things like that. Or, you know, overall, how did you feel? Not maybe just the inclusivity coming from a personal standpoint, but, you know, while you were there enjoying the holiday party, how did you feel others were viewing it too? Because, you know, I think that there's a lot of people out there that they're great observers. You know, they might see something or that made someone uncomfortable that no one else caught, you know? So, and who knows why that could be. It could be a personal level, but, you know, I think being able to just ask that question and even getting feedback about your employees from other employees, so to speak, is a good way to kind of do some digging into how you can just, you know, be better next year. Because that's really what it's all about, is, you know, building that up so that you're not repeating, you know, maybe the same mistakes or lack of inclusion in certain areas, and, you know, you're 1% better each day. And You know, mm-hmm. that's going to go a long way after 365 days of the year.
Oh, I agree. I agree. One thing I think that you and I had talked about is maybe when you're decorating, you know, you associate red and green with Christmas and blue and white is for Hanukkah. But what about Kwanzaa? What about Diwali? What, you know, what are those colors and why not? Maybe,
yeah,
Mikey, I'm giving you some ideas. So maybe you come early for Christmas and we decorate the four corners of our lobby, you know, and or whatever. But that goes along with getting feedback and seeing what people would like to see us do. You know, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. And, you know, even for those who do want to participate, you know, maybe the day before, the morning of, bring in one of your a decoration that surrounds the culture or holiday that you celebrate during this time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah.
So that there's representation there. You know, and you'll kind of get to see, you know, who is celebrating what. And it's another way too, where maybe somebody doesn't have to publicly out themselves, so to speak, in what they celebrate. There's maybe they're shy about it, but, you know, bringing in a decoration that no one knows it has to come from you.
I like that, you know, idea. I like that,
yeah,
a lot.
Different things like that.
Yeah, that I think, okay, write that down, Mikey. We're going to do that next year. But I think, you know,
I've got it.
creating awareness of other religions and, you know, like I mentioned, you know, having all the holidays on our calendar, you know, recognizing those holidays throughout the year, because there are a lot that are recognized or handled throughout the year. You know, again, try to get other employees to offer those or offer that information. You know, in our company, we're mid-sized, so that's probably not going to be as difficult as it might be for our listeners, but hopefully we're giving them some good tips. But one other option is to move, you know, your typical end of the year celebration to January and kind of turn it into a New Year celebration. And you know, we do this in an offhanded kind of way. I mean, we celebrate the previous year's accomplishments and then we always talk about our future goals and keep our fingers crossed to win top workplaces again, but we always try to celebrate that. So, you know, that's always something we could do, you know, or other companies could do, especially if they have a large population. It might be easier to do something with New Year's after the holidays, the December holidays, let's put it that way, after the December holidays.
Yes, definitely. So. I think, you know, that's definitely a good tool that could be used, especially maybe if your diversity efforts are just getting started or you haven't started them yet and you don't know what the best avenue or appropriate way would be to handle it. You know, I think that would be a really good starting point. Because again, going back, you collect the feedback, you know, maybe you do something in January, but you know, you have a percentage of your employees that maybe didn't appreciate that because there was no acknowledgement and mm-hmm. they felt ignored. But now you have that insight. So you have to start somewhere. So if that's the situation, you know, an organization listening to this finds themselves in, you're absolutely right. I mean, you can definitely celebrate the new year and new beginning, and you know what better way to find out what your employees want at the end of that year, you're giving it to them because you took the time in the beginning half of the year to learn and learn about them as people.
And exactly, and what person doesn't like some type of celebration? You know, I mean, it's a time, and you know, people are so creative today with remote you know, discussions and remote possibilities. There's all sorts of ways to get to pull everybody together. So again, it's just recognizing what each person brings to the table. And we have, you know, our meetings, and we have a lot of people who don't turn on their cameras. And that was a learning opportunity for me. You know, some people don't like to do that. I had to get used to that. But you know, again, it takes time, but it takes patience. But it, I think, builds an inclusive environment, and hopefully that's what everyone is looking for. So, Mikey, yeah. I'm looking forward to everything that you can do with our own ERG, and I'm anxious to have you give tips and tricks to our members as well. So I'm going to just kind of close us out here a little bit, but you know, how you choose to celebrate holidays at work impacts your culture and employee experience that we've tried to describe today. You know, when you recognize your employees' backgrounds, you help create a culture of belonging, and that's what it's all about. And alternatively, ignoring your employees' identities may lead to disengagement and increased turnover. And I like to think we're doing something right, Mikey, because I said we really don't have any turnover. But I really want to thank you for joining me today and thank our listeners for tuning in to today's podcast. And we'd love to share additional insights with you, so don't hesitate to ever reach out to me or to Mikey with any questions. I can be reached by emailing Candy, C-A-N-D-E-E, at directemployers.org. And Mikey can be reached by emailing Mikey, M-I-K-E-Y, at directemployers.org. Boy, I never realized we both had such interesting name spelling, so I had to spell that out. But happy holidays, everyone, and however you choose to celebrate, make it merry.
Yes, thank you so much, Candy. It was great talking with you again.
You too. Good to see you yesterday, Mikey. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the DE Talk podcast. Stay connected with Direct Employers on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And subscribe to our emails by visiting directemployers.org/subscribe to receive notifications of new episodes, webinars, events, and more.